Episode 51 of Our Four Cents.
51?
The pod, damn it. I have something so good. The podcast that captures artistic expression of the human ideal.
Is that what we do here?
I hope so.
I'm not in support of this.
No? You don't think we capture the artistic expression of the human ideal?
If the human ideal is what we put forth on a weekly basis, I fear for humanity.
No way. I think a strong collective of people like us would just make the country better.
Oh, yeah.
There wouldn't be
half not care, and half won't do anything.
There wouldn't be any intolerance. Bullshit. Racism would be wiped out. Oh, I can't.
Hands across America. No.
I can't say that with a straight face. No. Sorry, Allie.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. How you doing out there, America? As always, I am Zach Arneman. And as always, sitting to my right, Mark Smith.
Wow.
He's not that
great.
Are
we turning over a new leaf here?
He's not that great. I haven't done nicknames for 3 episodes now.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, I know. It's weird.
Maybe it's just because I don't listen to you.
Aw, what a dick.
I just wait for you to finish speaking so that I can start speaking.
Oh, that's what I do to you. Even Tim asked me, he's like, what's Mark's nickname tonight? I was like, I don't have one.
Mark.
It's weird. Mark.
The table. Are Mark, you just naming things in the room?
Mark American Eagle 77 Smith.
Tell them what I'm wearing.
Mark 2-2 Smith.
Pub 2-2 Smith?
No, 2-2. That's what you're wearing.
Oh, it's 2-2. I got you now.
So, Mark's full of piss and vinegar.
Yes.
I've never seen Mark this amped up.
Woo!
Why are you so amped up?
Because I fucking love boxing movies.
And which one did we watch?
Real Steel.
Yeah. Rocky Balboa with Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
Pretty much.
I don't think
even the ending was the same. Even the ending
everything
was the same.
Same.
Everything was the same.
The movie was one giant cliche. It really was.
I don't care.
No,
I love those cliches.
I didn't say it was a bad movie.
I love those cliches.
I have like 3 critiques against it, and that's that.
Okay.
I don't think we need to go into a plot synopsis for 2 reasons. One,
it's Rocky Balboa with Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
And 2, if there's one thing I learned about this podcast, is that we suck at summarizing movies.
Well, the problem is that people don't want to. They can just read the back of the goddamn box.
Well, that's true, and most of the time we're drunk, so we just start rambling off parts, and then halfway through we remember something from the beginning that was awesome.
Oh, yeah, and you remember that one part?
Yeah. Entrancers.
Thank God that's over.
Oh, man, I'm upset. I could do with just a little bit more Tim Thomerson at this point. I really want to get him on the show.
The
special features. Let's watch the special features.
We could.
Anyway, Real Steel.
Yes.
Real Steel. Why don't you say what you liked about it before I start saying all the things that bothered me about
okay.
it?
Okay.
Good before bad.
Okay. Like I said, I love boxing movies, so I get all amped up. So you have to take half of what I say with a grain of salt. Hugh Jackman was really good in it.
Surprisingly good.
Very good in it. He's kind of like he kind of slipped in and out of a New York accent. Kind of drove
times.
Me a little nuts, but other than that, it was good. The kid got on my nerves, but
the kid was exactly the same kid as Episode 1.
What do you mean?
As
oh,
Anakin
was it? Oh,
no,
it was,
it's not the
yeah,
same
it,
actor.
It certainly looks like
it's
it.
It's not the same actor.
It's a story of the underdog. I love the underdog. It's a story about boxing. I love boxing.
Have you ever seen Underdog with Jason Lee?
The cartoon?
Well, the live action.
No. God, no.
I was just wondering. Continue.
And, you know, for all the hating that was going on in the room about all the sentimental crap, I'm a big softie for all the sentimental crap.
I'll get there in a minute.
So, I say what you will about, you know, a father reconnecting with his son, but I'm a big softie, so. And you wrapped it all in one big robot brawling hug. I was sold.
Even the robot. I was waiting for the, all right. I don't mean to cut you off.
No, I'm done.
Are you? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. There's like, now that I've had time to think about it, there's like 5 things that bother me about the movie.
Okay.
Not
are you prepared
particular.
For my responses to these 5 things?
Each one.
Okay.
Take them as I go. 1, the movie was 127 minutes long.
Yes.
Not terribly too long, but the movie definitely could have been about 115 had they just cut out like some of the really long cliche holds, like the camera just sitting on people while they're just staring and like.
Well,
not
yeah, you
saying
call
anything.
It out like 4 minutes into the movie where you're like, you see how the camera pans across his back.
Yeah, well, that was a nice shot. That was actually a really nice shot. Yeah. The rest of it was just like, come on, you can shave some time off. Rebuttal?
No, you're right.
Okay.
Yeah, no. Like I said, I'm a sucker for all that stuff, so the cliches were there, but, you know, find in your heart and, you know, yeah, but.
Second thing I had wrong with it, which is kind of an offshoot of the first thing, there's two shots in particular that were definitely, like, artistically shot to do something to the viewer, and the two were the one where Adam the robot is staring at the mirror.
Yeah, I didn't get
30
that shot
seconds,
at all.
And it's just, like, slowly zoomed in.
I think they're trying to establish the fact that the robot, like, you could think the robot has, like, a soul.
Yeah. See, that came off very sinister to me. Like,
really?
I was waiting for, like, or not so much sinister, but, like, sentience. Like, at the end of the movie, the robot to, like, form, like, a little digital mouth and be like, I love you. You know, like Blinky?
Like Blinky. Nothing like Blinky.
And the second shot was also during that whole scene when they, like, after they win, they get the money, and then they walk back into the room, and the camera never moved as they were going down the hallway.
Yeah.
The way that was set up definitely looked like all of a sudden you'd see, like, a figure standing at the back end of the hallway, like, waiting to come get him, you know?
Yeah.
And that never happened. So there was, like, that bothered me. There was all these shots that, like, definitely, as a film school nerd student, like,
you
I was
expected
like,
something.
Yeah,
and
I was
it
like,
didn't,
oh.
It didn't happen.
Yeah, there was just like, well, there was no. In school, they would have been like, what were you trying to accomplish with that one shot? Like, and that I hated that in school.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from. Like, it's like that shot, especially that shot, doesn't.
The hallway
it doesn't
one?
Make like, why aren't you right there with them? I don't understand.
It was.
Or maybe you're trying to establish the fact that like they're gonna get jumped, and it's the point of view of somebody who's gonna jump.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. But then they didn't show anybody standing there, so that kind of like that's a minor thing. That doesn't really detract from
you. You know what I don't understand? And like I know we're kind of ruining a couple of things, but they get jumped in the middle of the movie. They have a giant robot.
Yeah, but they're like you can't activate the robot with the voice command without the headset.
Oh, okay.
I was waiting for the robot to come to defend him.
Yeah, like hop out there and beat the shit out of him.
My third problem with the movie, Danny Elfman's score.
Yeah, I agree.
Like,
I agree.
I saw Danny Elfman on there.
I was thoroughly, you know, I was pumped up by it. But, oh my God.
No, I saw Danny Elfman come on the opening titles, and I was like, yes. You know, this is the man that brought us Edward Scissorhands.
Wait, you say yes when you see Danny Elfman?
Because I love Edward Scissorhands.
Okay.
I love old Danny Elfman movies. You know.
Okay.
This was the worst piece of shit I've ever heard him put out.
This is pretty terrible.
It was nothing but, as you said, 1997 stock freaking inspirational football music.
Oh, yeah.
Bum, bum, bum.
With,
you know,
like, Eminem thrown in.
Right?
It was just very disappointing. Ever since, you know, because he starred in the Spider-Man movies.
Which I liked.
And I love the first one, and the second one, the music I could do without, and the third one, the music was matched the movie.
Well, yeah.
He, like, degenerated with the movie.
Well, it's like, it's clear that, like, if he doesn't give a shit, it shows.
I mean, he's a poor man's Hans Zimmer. It always has been. But like,
I like Danny Elfman, though.
Okay.
He's in my top five composers, because I only know four.
Yes. I only know three off the top of my head. Yeah. But he's a poor man's Hans Zimmer. He always kind of has been.
Hans Zimmer's the best.
I mean, they even make fun of him in that Family Guy. I think it's in Empire. The Empire Family Guy.
When they're like, this now scored by Danny Elfman.
Yeah, and he comes in and it's horrible.
I don't remember. We'll have to watch it. I don't know. I can't remember what the other two things are that bothered me, but I think the rest pretty much sums it up.
Yes.
Like, it was a
if you like Rocky Balboa, you
cliche.
Would like this movie.
Yeah, but it wasn't a bad movie.
No.
Everyone acted well.
Yeah,
For the exception of Hope Davis, who is the sister-in-law.
Oh yeah, she sucked.
She was awful.
She
and,
sucked.
And I love her. Like, I love her movies. She was what
I mean,
a bitch.
He
comes to the door and she, you know, he's talking to his son and she just walks right up with a smile, like she had a fucking smile on, and she was like, "You have no business being here." Ha ha. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
I'm a robot boxer.
I mean, even her husband played better than her. And he only had like five lines.
Yes, he did. And he wore an ascot.
Yes, he did.
So what do you give the movie? Scale of 1 to 11.
We're going up to 11 now?
No, we're 1 to 10.
I give it 7.5 because I had a big smile on my face the whole time.
Yeah.
You know what? You watch it because it's fun.
Okay.
Don't expect anything too heavy, but it's fun.
Okay. I give it a 6.5. Mm-hmm. It would have been a 7, except for those 3 demerits I gave it. Mm. The score was atrocious. But you know what? Maybe I'll give it a 7 because Kevin Durant got his comeuppance at the end of the
movie.
Oh,
yeah. Like,
never before has there been an actor. He's always playing. He's, like, totally now a character actor villain. And I hate him. Like, he's a good actor, and I like him in movies, but, like, every character, I'm just like, what a piece of fucking shit. Like, he's on Lost for a season, and he does some terrible fucking things.
Really?
Terrible fucking things.
Well, yeah, because he's got the face. He's got the face for hating him.
Yep. Yeah. At least he's making money doing something.
And I hate people with southern accents.
Oh, man.
I don't hate people with southern accents. I love southern accents.
Homeboy!
Yeah, like, that was... Oh.
You don't say that, man. You don't say that.
Mm. You don't say that.
Oh, by the way, how was your week?
Good.
Yeah?
Especially my week off.
Yeah. Did we talk about the week off last week?
I don't know. I don't think we did, but...
You didn't do shit, though.
I didn't do anything.
Yeah. Proud of you.
Yeah. I got more accomplished yesterday than I did all last week.
That's how vacations go, and then you realize that you could have got so much accomplished instead.
No, I couldn't really. No. I really couldn't have.
Proud of you.
Too much done.
Break time?
Break time.
I was brought up on the banks of a mighty Raritan. Canal and rail lines, mud, locks fighting high tide.
Headlines brought to you by Two Madre La Lavanderia brand washing machine.
They'll take any size load. headlines time, Smith.
Uh-oh.
Alrighty, we don't do this as much any...
There are reasons for that.
We don't do this... We used to do it all the time. I miss doing this.
I don't.
It's like PTI. For those of you who don't know what PTI is, start watching sports.
For those of you who don't know what PTI is, don't watch it. Listen to us.
Yeah, listen to us instead. Mark, set the timer, please.
Okay.
So there's rumors that the new Xbox... will have like a ban on it that it won't play used games. They're trying to push this, right? It's rumored right now. This isn't like they came out with the new Xbox, you can't buy used games. But apparently the big hubbubaloo over this is that say you go buy a game at EA or EB. Does EB still exist?
No, I think it's all GameStop now.
All right, so you buy a game at GameStop, you buy it for $60 new, you trade it in for like 10 a week later.
Yeah.
And then some fool buys it for 55.
Right.
All right. So all the time, anytime that someone buys one of them used games for $55, mm-hmm. it goes right all to the store as opposed to being.
Oh, exactly.
And that's like, that's apparently like hitting them super hard. Wah, wah, wah.
Oh, whatever.
Exactly. Exactly. The article I read was giving all these really good examples that were like, you know, yeah, you can go sell all your old vinyls, but you're not allowed to sell your iTunes music off.
Yeah.
Then
make all your games downloadable.
Exactly. That's where, like, so, like, make, you can't set, that, it said that. They were like, you can't sell, trade your downloadable games.
Exactly.
So, like, just
then make all your games downloadable.
Yeah.
If that's going to be what you want, then make them all downloadable. That's fine. If you want to make all your games downloadable so I don't have to go to a goddamn store to go buy one.
I don't remember the last time I bought a game in a store.
That's fine. That's fine. The last time I bought a game in the store was Diplomacy for my computer.
Diplomacy.
Cost me a grand total of, like, $8.
Oh, that is the
most annoying. That is awful.
That's an awful, awful alarm sound.
That's fine.
All right, you ready?
Yes.
Boom. Hit it. CBS is in the process of making a contemporary Sherlock Holmes show.
Why?
And they're gonna call it Elementary.
Why?
Here's
what you do. Here's what you do, CBS. I got something for you. You go, you walk your ass over to England. Yeah. I don't care how you get there. I don't care how you get
there.
You walk over there. And you buy the rights to broadcast the BBC show over here.
Apparently they went over there.
I don't care how much money you have to throw at them. Much of our worthless American currency you have to throw at them.
Here's the thing. Like, CBS went over there and they're like, we want to adapt your show for America. And they were like, no, thank you.
Yeah, no,
like,
fuck
no,
the adaptation.
But the problem is, well, the problem is, it's funny that you say that. The problem is. Almost all of Sherlock Holmes stories are public domain.
Yeah.
So they can do whatever they want.
Of course they can.
The article that I read this on Dark Horizons, they were like, you know, BBC was like, hey, you can go do whatever you want, but we already have people, like, making sure that if there's anything that looks like ours, like, we will fucking rape the shit out of you.
Of course they will.
Isn't that fucked
because
up?
Theirs is awesome.
Dude,
theirs
mean,
is awesome.
Life on Mars. British, awesome. American, terrible.
Yeah.
Office.
British, very good.
Yeah.
American, different.
Yeah. Well,
it's not terrible.
Still
it's
going.
Different.
Still going.
Exactly. As opposed to most British shows. Like, I guess the Being Human, the British Being Human was supposedly awesome.
Yeah.
And then,
I like ours. Like, ours
and then,
is okay.
And then the American one is okay.
It was all right.
Yeah.
The British one's on there now. I know I heard the buzzard.
I don't care. I don't give shit.
Present. Yeah. It's funny that you mentioned The Office, though. There's talk that Dwight Schrute will get his own spinoff.
Why?
Exactly.
Why?
As a mid-season replacement in 2013.
Now, granted, I haven't watched The Office in forever.
Yeah.
So, you know what? The interplay between Dwight and Jim is what I enjoy. Or the interplay between Dwight and the guy who's not there anymore.
Yeah.
Michael Scott.
He who should not be named.
Yeah. Like, that's what I enjoy. Watching Dwight Schrute talk to anyone. It's like watching Joey.
Yeah. Exactly. That's exactly when I read that. I was like, I hope one of us makes a Joey reference.
Ugh.
Like, apparently it's going to be about him on the farm. Like, he's going to leave the paper company to go, like,
Yay.
Work on his farm. Hooray.
Woo-hoo.
I know he's a beet farmer. That's hilarious. But what makes it so funny is that you never see it.
Yeah, exactly. And when they do spend that one episode on the farm.
Yeah.
It was one episode.
Oh, really? I've never seen it. I know. But while I was researching all this, I knew Parks and Rec was very similar.
Yeah, like, but Parks and Rec's, like, the same goddamn show.
It pretty much. Like, the first season, it was a spinoff, technically.
Oh, really?
It would, like, exist in the same universe, and then they were just like, this is its own thing.
Yeah.
Apparently, I was told, you know, because everyone we know watches it. Apparently, I was told that I have to get through season one of Parks and Rec, and then after that, it becomes brilliant because it finds its own footing. And I got, like, two episodes into season one. I was like, I cannot do this.
I can't. Like, you know what I hate is when people say that to me.
Yeah.
It's like, if you suffer through this, it's actually a lot of – that's the reason I don't play World of Warcraft.
Right.
That's the reason I was like, if you suffer through 70 levels...
Yeah, then it's awesome.
Then it's totally awesome. Like, yeah. I don't care.
The only time
I don't
want to
waste 3 days
the only time I ever mattered... The only time I ever said, like, you gotta suffer through it and really meant it, it was before season 4 of Heroes came out. But I used to say that about the first 6 episodes of season 2. Like, because the end of season 2 is awesome, and I liked season 3 most of it for what it was.
Okay.
So it was like, listen, if you're going to do the Heroes thing, like, you got to suffer through the biggest pieces of shit you've ever seen.
Well, I mean, with Heroes, it's not suffering through the first season, though.
That's
like,
very
true. The first season's awesome.
I almost went to watch it the other day.
Can make your way through the second one because you're just riding the high off the first season.
Yeah, well, then you ride the high for like 2 episodes, and then like 3, 4, 5, and 6 are all debacles.
Yeah.
Hit the button. You'll like this one. Demi Moore.
Drug user.
Had to be escorted to a hospital in an ambulance.
Drug user.
Because she had an episode while doing some whippets.
She did? It was whippets?
It was whippets.
Oh!
Oh, man. Okay, so I read this on TMZ.
Okay.
Actually, Tim read it to me and, like, gave me the link. now, This is in the middle of the article, all right? In the middle of the article, they're just talking, like, she took some whippets, apparently, and, like, started freaking out and had, like, a seizure, and her friends called the hospital.
Okay.
Right? And in the middle of the article, this is a quote from whoever wrote it for the TMZ. A whippet is not a common drug among people of Demi's age and social status.
Of course it's not!
Demi.
Who does whippets that has...
money? Money to buy... weed or cocaine? Or Lamborghinis?
I just want my brain to shut off for a while.
Yeah. Well, come on.
Like, Demi,
if you were Demi Moore, would you want your brain to shut down?
Tote bags full of hairspray.
Do it
the old-fashioned way.
If you were her age and have gone through all those men, wouldn't you want your brain to shut off for a minute?
Maybe.
See?
Maybe.
Ashton Kutcher's now the hottest man on television for his excellent... role in 2.5 Men.
And it's a big deal that he cut his hair.
Yeah, well, apparently this is the same thing for Justin Bieber, too. They're like, Justin Bieber changed his look, and it looks like they just cut, like, 5 pieces of hair off of his head.
Yeah.
I hate
Instead of the big swoop.
I have no more headlines.
Oh, no. What shall we
That
do?
Was it. We only had 4.
That's fine.
Whippets.
Whippets. Do you think she got it from some dirty hippie?
I hope so. Yeah. Because remember, a whippet is not a common drug among people of Demi's age or
social
status.
Or do you think she went to like her local, you know, Jewel and went to their garden section and was like, I need a box of those.
Got the CO2 cartridges and a little whipped cream maker.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Not that I know how to use that stuff.
Whippets.
Yeah.
Great time.
Great time. We burned your family with the light of joy. Knock, knock. The Giants are going to the Super Bowl.
God damn it.
How does that make you feel?
I rooted for the 49ers.
Yeah, I know. I was in the room. I was quite...
Of course, I was asleep for half the game.
I was quite displeased with that.
What, the fact that I was rooting for the 49ers?
Everyone was rooting for the 49ers in this house.
It's just the goddamn New York Giants.
Watch your mouth the way you say New York.
New York Giants.
Nah.
Besides, Jets are your Jersey team anyway.
Fuck you. We tried to buy the Giants, not the Jets.
Yeah, I know.
Fuck the Jets. Fuck
Nobody
Sanchez.
Nobody wants the Jets.
Nobody wants them.
No.
The AFC doesn't even want them.
Rex Ryan. But anyway, the Giants are going to the rematch.
I know.
Rematch of 2007.
Do you want to make it interesting?
Sure.
How?
I don't know.
Me neither. I don't have any money to
because
bet.
Because both of us think the Giants are going to win.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Then
first one to come up with a song name with one of the quarterbacks' names in it.
Well, that won't be too difficult to do with Tom Brady.
Probably
as opposed
not.
To Eli.
No, it's not. No. Like inserting their name. I heard this on ESPN this morning.
Oh,
it was fucking
oh.
hilarious. Luck be a Brady tonight.
It's good.
Brady got back.
Oh.
He's a Manning. Whoa.
Manning Man's Earth Band. Man for Man's
Earth
Band. I don't know. Whatever. What's the name
it's
of the
fine.
Band?
It's fine.
Goddamn
Giants. They're going to win.
Yeah.
They're going to win. It's going to be a good game, though. I think it's going to be a good game, though. As long as Brady doesn't get his ass kicked the entire time by Ozzie Humaniora.
Yeah, I hope
and
he does.
Pierre Paul.
Dude, he's been killing it. They've all been killing it.
Yeah. Pierre Paul's got 16 and a half sacks. Okay?
Yeah, go Giants. I got nothing else.
Well, fine.
I don't know how to articulate sports.
Oh.
Except,
woo!
Woo, I love my sports! And then trash talking. And I can't trash talk it because we're both rooting for the Giants.
Yeah.
So.
Because who wants the Patriots to win, really?
Fucking communists or patriots?
Patriotic people,
yeah,
dude.
Fuck them.
But no, I could, like, at work, I ran across it. It was a good thing because it was like, I got to work and they were like, you know what's great? Is that the Giants and the Patriots are going against each other. I was like, why does that matter? And they're like, because their colors are both red, white, and blue. I was like, that's awesome!
Yeah, that's means you don't have to do that much cleanup.
No, I don't. It means I don't have to separate and do two different, like, what was it? What was it, Green Bay and... What was last year? Green Bay and Steelers?
Yeah.
Like, just a lot of yellow that year.
I can see that.
Mm-hmm. Now it's just red, white, and blue.
America. Shitty country.
America.
I'm not sure if I'm just getting older and I'm more aware or if the country's actually is going to shit.
No, now you just pay attention.
Shit.
Country was going to shit in the 80s, was going to shit in the 60s, was going to shit in the 50s. We went to war in the 40s.
Yeah.
Like, country's always going to
you
shit.
You skipped the 70s.
I know.
That's because
everyone skipped the 70s.
Yeah. Everyone was so coked out at the discotheque.
Yeah.
So... We watched all of Trancers.
Yes.
We watched Real Steel.
That we did.
It's time to get back into... Did one of us pick Trancers against each
you
other?
You did.
Against... As both of us?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So, I mean, well, technically it's your turn.
But we're not doing it.
But we're not going to do that. We're... to determine who picks the next movie for the movie chess game, we're going to do an Adventure Time quiz.
You know, Tim didn't like the real most recent episode. I know you were freaked out by it.
Oh, I hate clowns.
I know you were freaked
clowns.
Out. I don't like clowns either, but...
I like the episode.
But I thoroughly enjoyed the episode.
Yeah, so did I.
Yeah.
See, the problem
and
is...
I got to hear auto-tuned Finn again.
I know.
So great.
It was awesome. I think it has something to do with, like, you know, you get a string of, like, really, really good, heavy, and plot-driving episodes.
Yeah, we had, like, six or seven
in a
row.
You have ones that just go back to the roots where it's like, we can't forget it's a kid's show.
It's a kid and his dog going on an adventure.
Yeah. Once you forget that is when you lose the magic of Adventure Time.
I agree.
Are you ready for this quiz?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do it.
All right. First question is towards Mark.
All right.
What is Finn's purpose in life? There's four choices.
Okay.
Be the greatest adventure ever, help anyone in need of help, kill the Ice King, or marry Princess Bubblegum.
Help anyone in need of help.
All right.
What were Finn and Jake feeding the Jiggler in the episode Jiggler? Ordinary human food, pictures of things, blood, and dead skin.
Ordinary human food.
You're wrong.
Am I?
That's okay. That's because I watched the Jiggler yesterday.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
All right.
They feed him pictures of things.
This is a bullshit question. Who is Jake's girlfriend?
Lady Rainicorn.
Shit.
Who said this in the episode The Enchiridion? Remember that little computer I swallowed? Finn, Ice King,
Finn.
Jake, and no one.
It's Finn. Who speaks in the beatbox accent after swallowing a jetpack in the episode of The Enchiridion? Ice King, Finn, no one, Jake.
Jake? I have no idea.
I'm...
Who said this in the episode Ricardio Trouble? I'm going to make out with the princess's heart. Jake, Ricardio, Ice King, or Finn?
Ricardio.
I have no idea.
That's such a ridiculous episode that I never saw until like a week ago. Like,
oh,
I just,
really?
Yeah, like I just never caught
Ricardio
it.
The heart guy?
Yeah. Is it your turn?
Yes.
To read or to answer?
To answer.
Okay. Who said this in the episode Eviction? It's vampire fighting time. Finn, Jake, Ice King, no one.
Jake. Because he runs at her and then he runs away.
That's Evicted? You're thinking of Henchman.
Oh, I am thinking Henchman.
But you already answered. The answer is submitted.
How many times have Princess Bubblegum and Marceline fought, and who won the majority of the fights in the two episodes Evicted and Henchman? They've battled once, and Marceline won. They have battled 100 times, 60 in which Bubblegum has won. They have never battled, and they have battled 67 times, 56 in which Marceline
I'm
going to
say they never battled. I don't remember them.
I have no idea.
I don't know if they said that.
I know, like, but, you know, because we've watched the most recent ones all the time. It's like, I know that they're friends.
Yeah.
Or they were.
You get such easy questions. Who ended up getting the Enchiridion? Finn, Jake, Ice King, or Princess Bubblegum?
Finn did. He's sitting there reading it in the last one. What was not one of the trials required to complete the Enchiridion? Climb the mountain to the mansion, destroy a vicious monster, resist destroying an ant. Each of the options was a trial.
I'm going to go with all the above.
Yeah, we always go with all the above.
Submit our answers.
Uh-oh.
I guess we'll tally them now.
Yeah.
Sorry, everybody. Question one, point for Mark.
Woo!
Correct. Question two, no point for Zach. It was picture thing, you were right. Question three, correct. Lady Rainicorn for Mark. Question four, correct for Zach.
Which one was question four?
Who said, remember that little computer I swallowed?
Oh, yeah.
Question five, who speaks in a beatbox answer or accent after swallowing a jetpack?
Yeah.
The answer is no one, so you do not get the point.
Six,
who said the line from Ricardio Treble? I got it right, Ricardio. We're tied.
Uh-oh.
Question seven. Who said this in the episode Eviction? It's you said Jake? It was Finn.
Oh, damn it.
I was wrong with question eight, the one about Princess Bubblegum and Marceline fighting.
Said they never fought,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's they had battled once and Marceline won.
Oh.
Mark got question nine correct, who ended up getting the Enchiridion, and I got question 10 correct. So we tied.
Uh-oh.
Tiebreaker time.
Yep. Sudden death.
Damn. That was ridiculous.
Yes.
Remember, this is for all the marbles.
Marbles.
Yeah.
We're not talking about Hook here.
I will be the odds this time.
Which of these is a bad guy? The businessman, Jake, Ricardio, or Finn?
Ricardio.
We'll do four.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who said this? I slay anything evil. That's my thing. Finn, Ice King, Jake, or none?
Finn. Which of the following options did Finn and Jake not help? Hot Dog Princess, Ricardo, Princess Bubblegum, or Ice King?
I guess Ricardo? They didn't really help him. They kind of did. I'm going to go with Ice King.
Okay.
Which of these ate Jake? A Minotaur, a huge red monster, a lion, the Ice King?
Eight? Jake?
Eight. Yeah.
What are the questions?
Minotaur, huge red monster, lion, or Ice King?
I don't know. Huge red monster.
Submit. Question one for Zach. Correct, Ricardo. Question two for Mark. Correct.
Uh-oh.
Question three for Zach. Incorrect.
They didn't help Ice King? No, they didn't help Ricardo. Yeah. You said Ice King. Yeah.
Which of these ate Jake, a huge red monster? Correct.
Yeah!
Mark wins by one
Woo!
Fucking point.
Win sudden death. Take that, you. NFL overtime.
I hate you. So what's my movie going
to
be?
I'm going to have to think about it for a second.
Okay. You want to take a break then?
Yes, I do.
Son of a bitch.
Because you've never seen it before, and we just watched a boxing.
Don't make me watch Rocky Balboa.
You're watching Rocky Balboa.
I don't want to watch Rocky Balboa.
Too fucking bad.
I've never even seen the fifth one.
Wait, you don't need to see the fifth one.
I haven't seen the fourth one.
You don't need to see the fourth one.
Well,
you
I haven't
need to
seen
see the first one.
I haven't seen
and the third one.
I haven't seen
that
the third. I haven't seen the third one.
What do you mean you haven't seen the third one?
I didn't see the second or first one either.
You haven't seen any Rocky movies at all?
I couldn't tell you, man. Every time I would turn one of them on, he's boxing or running or boxing or training.
You haven't seen any Rocky movies at all?
I lied. I saw the fourth one all the way through.
With Dolph Lundgren?
Yep.
Okay. But you haven't seen Mr. T?
I've seen bits and pieces. Lang? I saw like the first like 20 all right, minutes.
All right. We're cutting this whole thing. Hold on.
I've seen bits and pieces of all of them. Like, I know what the movie... I know he loses in the first one, wins in the second one, Clubber Lang in the third one, Ivan Drago in the fourth one, and Retarded in the fifth one.
He's stupid.
And I've seen bits and pieces of Balboa, too. Like, I saw one where he's, like, talking to Peter from Heroes, and he's like, I don't know, maybe we could go hang out sometime. I already have a movie picked for you.
I'm sure that you do.
Oh, you have no idea.
Oh, great.
Oh, let's just say it's going to be hell to pay.
Okay. Alright, I got it. Alright, so...
I've seen it.
No, you haven't.
Okay.
So, I put this... I told you to put this on the instant queue, because I heard that it was amazing.
Yeah.
And I'll watch it with you. But it's a movie, it's a foreign film, called Mary and Max.
Yeah, it's on there still.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's about.
It's about a little girl and an old Jew that become pen pals. Yeah, it's a real uplifter.
Is it like a good movie?
It's supposedly very good.
Oh, you haven't seen it?
No, I haven't seen it yet. And
I feel bad because
I need reasons to see it.
I feel bad because I'm going to give you a garbage movie.
I'm sure that you will. But
I already know what I'm going to give you. I almost want to tell you just so we can watch them both.
No, it's not the way it works.
Yeah. All right, I'll watch it.
So yeah, Mary and Max.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's stop motion as well.
Ooh, yeah, I think you might be right. Yeah. I think it looks like Wallace and Gromit.
A little bit.
I'm not a big fan
Speaking
of
which,
animation.
Do you want to see the like, Pirates movie that they're doing? The people that make Wallace and Gromit, they're putting out that like Pirates movie. Not Pirates of the Caribbean.
I know,
like,
but I don't know
Pirates.
What you speak of. Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Sure.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of that animation style, though.
The claymation?
The clay? Yeah.
Really? Well, yeah. You like Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah, but that's like actual, like... Stop.
That's not really claymation.
Yeah,
it's
more
stop,
like stop motion.
Motion. That's like robot chicken
I'm
style.
I'm just saying straight up Wallace and Gromit. Like I've never been able, like I don't.
You never
hate
watched
it.
The Wallace and Gromit like show?
I hated it.
Really?
As a kid. Oh, I absolutely.
Like with the penguin
did.
And everything?
Yeah, never a big fan.
Huh?
Never a big fan. Just never was. I like Fantastic Mr. Fox.
Yes. Because like, that's not claymation.
Exactly.
That's, yeah.
I think that's where my problem was.
Oh, okay.
But I'm very excited to watch this movie.
Good.
And it's a great way to stay in shape.
So you don't like Monkey Bone then?
Oh God, what a piece of shit movie!
I'm gonna bring up Monkey Bone as often as possible.
I'm not gonna ask you what we learned tonight. Good night. Show's over.
Show's over.
Did you learn anything tonight?
Not a chance.
Okay. I just wanted to before we go Allie, we're sorry.
We're so sorry.
I'm not that sorry.
I'm sorry for him. No worries.
But I'm sorry. Good night, everybody.
She posted it on the Facebook wall. No one reads the Facebook wall.
I don't think anybody reads or listens to anything we do.
No.
We're sorry.
Sorry.
Good night.
Good night.